You have probably seen some reports and projections of possible first-round matchups for the playoffs here in the state of Georgia. You can use those as a source of discussion to talk about it with your buddies. But in actuality, a lot of those games not going to happen. You got plenty of regular season games still to be played. Friday night's the final night of regular season play coming up. So you got plenty of games in Central and South Georgia and a few in Metro Atlanta. They'll determine some playoff teams as well as pairings or seedings. We won't know officially until late Saturday night as to the matchups for first round. We do know this. You got seven local schools, Carrollton, Central, Bowdoin, Heard County, Temple, Villarica, and Bremen, all part of postseason play. Their regular seasons are completed. They will not play Friday night. They've got the week off before the playoffs begin. By the way, Carrollton, Central, Bowdoin, Heard County, and Temple all at home. Villarica and Bremen have to travel in the first round of the playoffs. And while we're talking about postseason play, how about girls flag football? Several of the schools in the local area with girls teams, their playoffs will begin on December the 5th. That's their opening round. You got three rounds of the playoffs ending with the championships at Mercedes-Benz, December 16th through the 18th. College basketball, West Georgia to Atlanta last night, taking on the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech in search of that elusive first-ever Division I win. It didn't happen last night. Georgia Tech rolls over the Wolves by a score of 85-62. Jackets led 50-29 at the half. West Georgia's problems, putting the ball in the basket. Shot just 36% from the field, only 10 of 18 at the free throw line. And Georgia Tech dominates the glass to the tune of 49-25 over the Wolves. One bright spot, West Georgia. Shelton Williams-Dryden leads the way, 13 points, 5 rebounds. Georgia Tech had 5 in double figures, led by Jamie McCollins, 18 points. West Georgia looks for that first win in Division I play at Tennessee Tech next Tuesday night up in Cookeville, Tennessee. And according to reports out, the Atlanta Braves not expected to have Ronald Acuna and Spencer Strider by opening day. And in case you're wondering, we are less than 100 days out, pitchers and catchers reporting to getting started for spring training. Get ready for the 2025 season. For the Bain Dental Group and Graddick Sports, I'm Mike Parris.